So the message was essentially therefore about ensuring that they go and work in their villages, in their communities, to ensure that every Zimbabwean who is qualified to do so, they can go and register, particularly during the 30-day voter registration, which starts immediately after the new constitution is in place. It was about explaining to them that there will be no election in this country until earliest around 14 August. And from now on until August or September, when the election can be called or will be held, they should go and mobilize for registration of voters. We're talking about the policies of the party, that this is the party which has a leadership principled, consistent, committed to freedom, to democracy. We talked about that in 1980 we got our independence, but it did not get our liberties and freedom. This is a year where we have to ensure that we can vote, not for independence, but for freedom and for liberty.
What other programs have you lined up for your party as you prepare for elections?
We have held a similar meeting, for instance, in Chipinge, in Kutu, in Chikomba Central. We also do public rallies. For instance, on Sunday, we will be doing a rally in Caesar South, which will be a public rally open to all members of the public, and like today's meeting, which is a meeting of officials of the party. So that's part of the program.